KBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Federal regulators issued separate reports on last month's collapse of two banks. The Federal Reserve says its own regulators didn't act fast enough to prevent the failure of Silicon Valley Bank, and the FDIC blamed its slow response for the Signature Bank collapse on staffing shortages after the pandemic. In Detroit, police say they have identified a person of interest in the shooting death of a Detroit neurosurgeon, Dr. Devin Hoover. Police say that person is in custody on an unrelated charge. Detroit Police Chief James White.
Preliminarily, our investigation reveals that this is an incident where the two parties knew each other. We have no reason to believe that the community is in any or at any risk. This was not a random act.
Officers found Hoover dead in his home last Sunday while conducting a welfare check. Deaths rising in Ukraine following Russia's latest airstrikes. At least 23 are dead after missiles hit an apartment building. This is ABC News. Police in Jasper County, Texas say four people are in custody following last weekend's shooting at a post-prom party, 11 teens injured. Pope Francis is in Hungary for a three-day visit. He is meeting with refugees who fled the war in Ukraine, the Pope urging other nations to welcome those escaping war. Katy Perry lost a court fight in Australia regarding the use of her own name.
Two women, two teenage dreams, and one name is how an Australian judge described a trademark fight between Australian clothing manufacturer Katie Taylor and pop star Katy Perry. The dispute stems from the fact that Taylor sells her clothes under the brand name Katy Perry and registered that trademark in 2008. That's the first year the singer's hits reached charts, and as she sold merchandise to promote her 2014 Australia tour, the clothing designer sued, saying it infringed her trademark. The judge agreed and said the designer's entitled to damages. They'll be decided next month.
ABC's Brian Clark. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matt-Mayer. Here's what you need to know. A bill allowing advanced practice nurses to work independently is before the state legislature. The Wisconsin Nursing Association says with doctor shortages in some parts of Wisconsin, advanced practice nurses can help provide access to quality health care. Governor Evers' budget proposal includes some restrictions, including requiring advanced practice nurses to work with doctors two more years before becoming independent. Concerns over children's use of the new Snapchat My AI chatbot, which can hold a human-like conversation that can't be deleted. My AI uses ChatGPT to respond within seconds, but the information isn't always accurate. Privacy's also a concern because while the chats disappear after one day, Snapchat keeps the data. Officials say talk to your kids so they understand how to use it safely. I'm Jane Matt-Mayer. This is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, the happier, happy hour. Now I'm working for the weekend. I barely worked all week. E-Bone, you're the only consistent party here. Lightly screening the phone calls, helping us give away some Milwaukee Brewer tickets. In this hour, we got a pair for tomorrow night's game, courtesy of our flagship WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. And of course, we also play the Brewers in southwestern Wisconsin, WRCE, news from the center. Dom, before we get back to the callers, and I know we got some friends lining up in the queue at 844-967-2789. It's Friday. We air the grievances. But I got one real quick.
All right.
From thehill.com. Samuel Alito says he has a pretty good idea. The identity of the Dobbs decision leaker.
Yeah.
So do I, Alito. It's you, you son of a... I would allege, Supreme.
Alito's going to come up with a book that says, if I did it, he's searching for the real killer. I'm sorry. He's searching for the real leaker.
Supremely smug Court Justice Samuel Alito, who authored the court's majority opinion in the case that overturned Roe v. Wade last year, says he has, and this is a quote, a pretty good idea of the identity of the person who leaked the draft ruling. Alito said in an interview with two Wall Street Journal opinion writers that the leak of the court's draft decision in Dobbs v. Jackson's Women's Health Organization last May, more than a month before the opinion was officially announced, created an atmosphere of suspicion and distrust. Yeah, towards you, because you overturned 50 years of precedent and you leaked the ruling just to make sure that all your colleagues on the court were locked into their votes. That's what Crudy alleges. He calls it a little differently, Dom. Chief Justice John Roberts directed the court's marshal to launch an investigation to try and identify the person responsible for leaking the information. But the high court said in January it was unable to find this source. Unable, Dom. My understanding, the justices weren't actually interviewed under oath, but they were unable to find the source.
Yeah, weird.
Amongst
weird
the
clerks. Weird how that works.
The Supreme Court overturned Roe in a 5-4 ruling in the Dobbs case last June. Roberts voted to uphold the 15-week abortion ban in Mississippi that was being reviewed, but he joined the court's liberals in opposing the overturning of the precedent. Alito said in the interview the marshal did a good job with the resources available, but the evidence was not sufficient to name a suspect. I personally have a pretty good idea who is responsible. I bet you do. But that's a different level of proof that's needed to name somebody. I can't name names, but I know who did it. He did. He said he believes the motive for the leak. Now, understand, he's covering his own ass in my estimation here. Alito said he believes the motive for the leak was to prevent the early draft of Dobbs from becoming the court's ultimate ruling. The vast majority of the final ruling was similar to the text in the leaked draft. So this was a failed effort, right? It was to so pressure these justices that they would change their vote. I assert it is exactly the opposite. Alito knew how painful this would be for the American people, how difficult it would be to hold this 5-4 coalition. He had already lost Roberts. There was no negotiation after the leak. They could have still found a different reason to rule the way Alito wanted without overturning the precedent. And this is going to quote from Alito, the esteemed. And that's how it was used for those 6 weeks by people on the outside, is a part of a campaign to try and intimidate the court. Again, I say just the opposite. The court's ruling in Dobbs, which struck down the federal right to abortion, was followed by more than a dozen states taking action to severely restrict or ban access to the procedure. Regardless of the identity of the leaker and their motive, the leak effectively froze the votes in the case in the final weeks before the decision was released, according to reporting in the book, Nine Black Robes. It prevented the opportunity for compromise in the weeks before the ruling was out, according to the book. So everything Alito asserts, just the opposite happened. Now, could it be that the justice that authored this decision, this Christian fundamentalist, this extremist that overturned 50 years of precedent, is it possible he wanted to lock in his legacy for history's sake? So he leaked it? That seems far more likely, Dom. Far more likely. And that was the assessment of our friend Maggie Dawn. And if Maggie Dawn says it, I believe it.
Right on. 844-967-2789. We have other news from the regarding the U.S. Supreme Court. But let's get to some callers. You've been patient. Give us a call. It's Friday. We air the grievances. Got some tickets to give away as well to the Brewer game. 844-967-2789. PT, you're up. Welcome. Pardon. Welcome, PT. What do you got?
PT, you're not getting tickets, man. You abandoned ship. You're not even a Wisconsinite anymore.
Wait a second here. I got plenty of friends in Milwaukee that I can just send it to them.
That's not how it works, man. It's you and a friend or you and a family member, but it's got to include you.
We'll do FaceTime at the seats. All right, we'll do FaceTime. All right, so listen, you presented a lot of grievances. It brought up a lot of grievances, but I'll start with Ron Johnson. I'll give you my favorite concert, okay? So Ron Johnson said that global warming benefits Wisconsin more than any other state, whatever he said. But did he happen to look at all the flooding that's going along along the Mississippi River, along those river towns? One person there said this is the worst flooding she's seen in 20 years. Now, how does that benefit Wisconsin when you have all this snow melting so quickly? Now it's 91 here in Portland, Beaverton area, and it's not humid. It's kind of dry heat, which is great, but I think it just seems unseasonably warm for spring. Anyways, regarding the concert that I went to, this was in the 70s, all right? And I lived at Marquette University in the tallest dorm on the 16th floor, and I could see a view of all the way west and all the way south. It was a great place, and we used to smoke doogies up there all the time. Anyways, I got invited by a friend who lived on that floor, and we went to the Pink Floyd concert. This is in the 70s at County Stadium. And we got front row seats, but they're still far from the stage if you realize what County Stadium's like. Anyways, we pull out the Doogies, started smoking. The first song they played was Every Brick in the Wall, whatever. Yeah, something like that.
Another Brick in the Wall, yes.
Another Brick in the Wall, right. It was a great song, and I still remember that. It was a fantastic experience. I don't know if, you know, that was the only song I remembered because...
PT, sounds like you were comfortably numb at that concert.
Oh, yeah. For sure, as they say in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, for sure they do. Any other thoughts, PD, before we bid you a fond weekend and glorious weather in Oregon?
I'd like to give you my email for the tickets, please. Thank you.
Yeah, you keep holding, PT. We'll get right to you, fella. 844-967-2789. There'll be others calling, I suspect. No, man. No Oregon people getting our tickets for the Brewers. I don't care if you still got friends here. If you don't live here, you don't get the tickets. Right, Dom? I mean, that's...
I think I don't make the rules. I mean, if you got them, give them away.
Well, we're kind of making them away as we go here, aren't we?
is that it?
Making them up as we go here.
Giving them away as we go. 844-967-2789. Let's get back to the callers. Tom from the left coast, L.A. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
No tickets for you, Tom.
Hey, guys, first...
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, well, just give mine to either Dave or Lou or CJ. Just as a good reaching across the aisle type thing, I guess. But I know that they don't like that, you know, socialist giving away thing, so you got to be careful there. Yeah, first off, we the people ultimately are the government. That's all of us, and we must never forget it. Number two, that teacher, should have been approached by the parent directly.
The Wausau East, I believe it was, high school band teacher that was accused of racist, homophobic things said in class, you know, to keep it live, to keep them laughing, giggling, exactly. Tom.
What an idiot. I mean, the thing is, he doesn't realize that there may be a young gay kid in that classroom that is not out. No one even knows that they're gay or lesbian. I talk about myself in the third person there. You know, where basically you heard a lot of things.
Tom, how old were you?
In rural towns of Wisconsin.
Tom, how old were you when you knew you were gay, and how old were you when you came out as gay? You knew you were gay at 5. When did you tell your folks and your friends?
21.
Wow.
When I was in college, when I played for St. Norbert, and it was after one of my football games, and I told my mom first. So, yep. Over in Green Bay. For that teacher, he needs to consider the audience that's around him. A lot of people, number one, you should never be outwardly racist, especially when people are there. But one thing you have to remember about the LGBTQ community is that we are, for the most part, invisible to the masses. And, you know, you could be talking about, you know, your closest friend in a real disparaging way that can make them feel real crappy about themselves. Also, I can hear Ron Johnson saying, Mike. You know what? Climate change is here. It's too far gone. We can't do anything about it. So that's how it goes.
Get your ass goodbye, Tom. We're all going to die. But not before the end of this show. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. You show us everything you got.
Beaver, that's quite a lot. VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 40. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 51. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 36. Cloudy skies. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-40s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, going back to them at 844-967-2789. Let's get to it. Nick from Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome, Nick. What do you got for us?
Nick, our little conservative love muffin. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I actually don't want to talk about politics right now, believe it or not. Yeah.
We talking Packers draft, Brewers game, Bears still suck. What's on your mind, Nick?
Okay, I am a Bear fan, so that's another reason for you to hate me. But
I wanted to say, your previous callers, seemed like a really nice guy, but, me and, to each his own, I've always found Pink Floyd, except for the song Comfortably Numb, boring. I just found them boring,
Have you ever been comfortably numb listening to Comfortably Numb? Because I have, man, and it's cool.
Sounds a lot better than.
An even better version is the one from The Departed, I like the song Money. It just annoys the heck out of me. But I want to say, you were talking about Brewers tickets and everything, and I remembered that about 7 years ago, my best friend, it was his birthday, he called me. He said, "Hey, Nick, you want to go to a Brewer game?" I was off. He's like, "Sure, let's go." So we got there, and then he said, "All right, Nick, come and get tickets. You set up the grill, and then we'll go from there." And he came back, and he said, "Okay, they gave me three choices. Standing room only, obstructed view, or behind home plate for $50. So we're around TV for $50, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
That's honestly all I wanted to say. Yeah.
The day you got great seats for $50.
Yeah.
Here, I thought you were going to be, I thought you were going to say, screw it. We didn't even go in. We sat in the parking lot, got hammered drunk, and listened to the Brewers on the radio.
No. We actually had to eat the broth really fast because the game was going to start because it was a last minute thing, So, but it's one of those cool things you do on your friend's birthday. So, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
And Nick, did you also have a favored concert that you've been to?
My favorite concert, every time they come to town, is garbage. Every time.
Great. Yeah, good call there, yeah. Nick.
They're a Madison original, are they not?
Yeah. They're all from Madison, except for her.
I forget which of the females it was, but my understanding...
Shirley Manson. But
well,
it was also on the Sarah Connor Chronicles, the Terminator show. She was the evil Terminator.
Oh, I was going to say she was the inspiration for one of the Foo Fighters' greatest tunes. Dave Grohl was dating her at the time, and she apparently...
Yeah.
Recorded some of the whispers, and I know I'd get the the song wrong, Nick, but if you could sing it for us, I'd appreciate it.
Let's move along.
Hey, Everlong, Nick, says E-Bone. I didn't hear him in the background. Everlong. Yeah, that one.
Thanks,
Nick,
for the memories, Nick. 844-967-2789.
I almost had him sing it, Don. Why do you discourage the audience? Me and Betsy are the only ones that have been courageous enough to sing on these airwaves. Data from La Crosse, maybe you got the cojones. Data, what was your favorite concert, dude? At the La Crosse Center or any other venue?
I got a concert story for you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Story for you. You definitely don't want me to sing Jeff Tate, though. So back in the day, I think Reagan and Bush were in the White House. They came out with Operation Mindcrime, of course.
Yes.
And they were doing the live crime tour. So they're doing the entire album in its entirety, front to back. And it was just an amazing show. And, maybe about 5-6 months later, it's my birthday, and my mom had gotten me a gift. I could not tell what it is. Open it up, and it's this box set of that concert. They were filming it.
They did. They filmed it. Dana, I was doing security for that show. They recorded in Madison. I believe they also recorded in La Crosse for the Operation Video Crime. It was spectacular. Exactly. They did a couple of the songs a couple of times to get the cameras right. But as a fan and security, it was great to check that out, man.
Dana, do you remember when when the Violent Femmes came to the La Crosse Center, or maybe it was right on campus, Cartwright Center, back in like 1988?
I remember that name of that band, but I didn't see them. No.
Well, the Violent Femmes came to town, Dana, and our friend John, let's just call him Sola, this big football player with the mohawk, he was part of the security, and the Violent Femmes were coming on stage, and they were just honored in Milwaukee recently, I believe, 40 years since they rolled out their first album. But the Violent Femmes, and I grew up listening to them in high school, Dana, and they were coming on stage, and apparently they had shroomed before the concert, and Sola said the lead singer looked at one of the other bandmates and said, "Oh man, I shouldn't have taken those last tops," like he was tripping, you know what, as he was coming on stage in La Crosse at the Cartwright Center.
I mean, it is La Crosse, Wisconsin. Actually, last concert I attended in La Crosse, I believe, was the La Crosse Center, probably 10, 11 years ago. Rob Zombie opening up for Ozzy Osbourne.
Wow.
That was a lot of funny.
You know, the last time I went to La Crosse for a concert, it was a rainout. It was supposed to be at UW La Crosse Stadium, Eagle Stadium, whatever they call that thing. Probably Roger Herring Field these days. Steve Miller Band. And I had tickets. And thunderstorms came through. Washout. No concert. So anyways, my wife's got a makeup concert. Steve Miller Band's playing Red Rocks in September. She's like, "Remember the concert? We didn't get to go. Can we go?" I'm like, "Well, that's not La Crosse, baby. You know, that's
that's a little more effort.
Different sort of God's country. I mean, Red Rocks, that'd be a cool venue. I'll be at the Crystal Grand Ballroom watching the Blues Traveler a little bit later this evening." So that's, you know, what got the concert conversation going. Is this what he said? I didn't hear who he said favorite concert.
Led Zeppelin? No, just some random.
E-Bone's just playing randos. I can't even hear you on the microphone. Come back. More Devils. Hopefully the audience can hear me now. 844-967-2789. Don't forget, pair of Brewers tickets for tomorrow night. We got your plans. Stick around.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Federal regulators issued separate reports on last month's collapse of two banks. The Federal Reserve says its own regulators didn't act fast enough to prevent the failure of Silicon Valley Bank, and the FDIC blamed its slow response for the Signature Bank collapse on staffing shortages after the pandemic. In Detroit, police say they have identified a person of interest in the shooting death of a Detroit neurosurgeon, Dr. Devin Hoover. Police say that person is in custody on an unrelated charge. Detroit Police Chief James White.
Preliminarily, our investigation reveals that this is an incident where the two parties knew each other. We have no reason to believe that the community is in any or at any risk. This was not a random act.
Officers found Hoover dead in his home last Sunday while conducting a welfare check. Deaths rising in Ukraine following Russia's latest airstrikes. At least 23 are dead after missiles hit an apartment building. This is ABC News.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. There's no word yet why a train derailed in southwest Wisconsin yesterday. Four people were injured. As many as 20 cars left the tracks near DeSoto. Some of the cars were carrying paint, batteries, and oxygen containers. Governor Evers says he's been briefed. Local governments in Wisconsin could get 20% of all state sales tax income in the future. That's under a new shared revenue plan unveiled by legislative Republicans, Representative Tony Kurtz.
So if the state does well, our locals are going to do well. And I think that's a key point.
Details are expected next week. In sports, Iowa linebacker Lucas Van Ness is the Green Bay Packers' first pick in the NFL draft. The Brewers host the Angels tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Devil's Advocate, radio for messy women everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Dom, I'm going to a concert soon, and this is a concert you and I attended together, Summerfest, The Setting. Chuck D, Flavor Flav, boy!
Public Enemy, man, it was fun, yeah, for sure.
And Flavor Flav, I got to tell this story one more time. We told it a couple years ago when we attended, but Flavor Flav got up on some big honking bouncer's shoulders, and they're, I believe, singing Fight the Power. And he's weaving through sort of this stage going around the audience. They've got,
yeah, he went into the audience. It's Summerfest. There's bleacher, like stood bleachers, and then there's picnic tables. And yeah, he was on his back walking around the crowd.
Well, until he tried to transition through back to some controlled area, and Flavor Flav was losing it. He was starting to fall off, and I offered him a hand. And Flavor Flav grabbed it, man. He held on tight for a moment. You know, like I offered him a little. He's not a big dude,
A little balance. Yes.
He is like 125 pounds, you know, so I could have held him up with one arm, I think. But anyways, that was a memorable moment.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That was fun.
We touched, we connected, me and Flavor Flav. I felt like Bridget Nielsen just for a minute.
Yeah. You look like Bridget Nielsen. That's an insult to Bridget Nielsen.
844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones. Tim from Minneapolis. Tim, what was your favorite concert, dude?
Hey, Tim.
My favorite concert was R.E.M. back in the day, back with the R.E.M., the Murmur album, and Reckoning, that time frame.
Tim, where'd you see him? Was it up in the cities?
First Avenue.
You know, I went to the Red Hot Chili Peppers recently up at that big honking stadium you guys got there. And I got to tell you, Tim, it might be good for football, but it felt a little less than intimate for a 70,000-seat concert.
Yeah, we're still paying the note on that thing, too.
We, the taxpayers, how do you like your draft? Do you guys do okay in the draft last night? I remember thinking, what are the Vikings doing? But what was your impression?
We got this guy, Addison, from I forget where, and I forget if he's offense or defense, but he looks like he's got speed. So I think he's a wide receiver.
Tim, that's how a lot of fans feel on draft night. I'm watching this. my wife was actually watching the draft. ABC was carrying it on primetime television last night. But we were watching the first night of the draft, at least till the 13th slot, right? I want to know who the Packers are getting. And we drafted, and I wanted them to pick this Jackson Smith kid out of Ohio State. This guy's a birder, right? The wide receiver that Aaron Rodgers left town because he never got. And I was thinking, oh, what a stinger that'd be if they took that guy. And instead, they take a kid. I mean, I get the upside on this Hercules kid, this edge rusher, Van Ease or whatever his name is from Iowa. But he wasn't even a starter. If a dude doesn't even start on his college team, why are you drafting him with the 13th overall pick? Can we get an offensive player in the draft for the love of God once? Last time we did, who was the last offensive player the Packers took? You remember?
I have no idea, no.
Receiver-wise, I believe it was Javon Walker out of Florida State. And overall, I believe it was probably Jordan Love, you know, the first nail in the coffin of the Aaron Rodgers relationship. 844-967-2789, talking sports and politics and concerts.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers was a nail in the coffin to Favre. I mean, you know, you don't play forever. At some point, you move on. You got a draft. You give a guy a couple of years, you know, behind the current. You know, I mean, come on. Didn't Aaron Rodgers sit the bench for a while behind the great Brett Favre?
4 years. 4 years.
Who's getting sued in Mississippi, if I recall?
For defrauding the welfare system, apparently, for a no-show job. Well, here's the interesting part. Favre has apparently repaid the principal, but he owes a lot of interest. The interest, the VIG's a bitch, isn't it?
Isn't it, though? Penalties and interest get you every time.
844-967-2789. Politics, grievances, favorite concerts.
Concerts.
Well, we got some Brewers tickets to give away this hour as well. Steve from Minneapolis, you ain't getting the Brewers tickets, but you got a favorite concert or a grievance, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
Well, hi, guys. I used to, when I went to tech school in Winona in the late 80s, and it was cheaper to go to the lacrosse center than it was to go to the bar. But the funny thing,
and it was cheap to go to the bar.
That
says a lot.
You got to go to Yesterday's on Thursday nights when you come down to lacrosse. It's $4 all you can drink all night long.
But I was going to say that, you know, that was hair metal days. And no matter who was playing, Bullet Boys always opened.
Smooth up in you, Steve.
But best live band, bar none. I saw Jay Giles in 82. They played every song I ever heard of theirs. I mean, they went to like 1:30 in the morning. It was insane. And, you know, Magic Dick was worth the price of admission.
Steve, sounds like you've had some good times, man. I want to party with you, cowboy.
All right. Name and time and a place, and I'll be there.
Well, next concert, you can get us good seats for in Minneapolis. Maybe I can drag Dom on the road with me. 844-967-2789. Political
grievances.
I think
I saw, maybe my Jay Giles, but whatever, the front man, what's his name? Opening up for Kid Rock at the Rave years ago before Kid got really weird.
You know, I really Peter enjoyed Wolf, myself.
That's who it is, Peter Wolf.
The first time we saw Kid Rock, when we rolled up in that limousine, kind of like Spicoli's van showing up for class. Yeah. And we went to that first Kid Rock concert, and he had the dancers in the cages up front. Yeah, I mean, it was a crazy-ass concert. Yeah. And Kid Rock was a good time. And now he's like grandpa shooting up the Bud Light and telling the kids to stay off his lawn. Right.
And he went country on top of it all. I mean, come on, man. The dude used, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's been so long, but he did some stuff with Eminem. You know what I'm saying? Eminem's like, you know, at the Super Bowl halftime show, I guess not this past one, the year before, when 50 Cent and Ice Cube and all the cats came out. And of course he knelt at the halftime show. NFL was not very happy about that. But I mean, he was doing, you know, he was collabing with Kid Rock. They're both from Detroit, man, back in the day. And now kids using a machine gun to shoot up some Bud Light because he's anti-trans with his mega hat. I mean, man, come on, man. What is it about Detroit? Nugent, too, man. The Nuge and Kid Rock. These guys are something in the water over there, man.
I heard Ted Nugent on Right Wing Talk Radio today. As in, he was blasting away on some sort of gun right issue.
When I was going to grad school back in Michigan, Nuge had a he was on one of the local rock stations. He had a morning show, I believe, so I could listen to Nuge, and it was, you know, mildly entertaining. It's kind of like a gruffer, I guess, Rush Limbaugh, but you know that the shtick, it wears quick. Nuge, come on, man.
He appeared recently on Raised in the Wisco with Joel Clayfish as well.
You know, I mean, Kid Rock, you got a problem with the trans? Really, dude? I mean, I've seen pictures of you hanging out with trans folks. So is it really the Bud Light? Do you just not like the Bud Light, Kid, with your camouflage mega hat? Come on, man.
Where you at, Rock? Where you at?
In the rear with the beer. The 40s, I don't even know. I don't even know. I don't even listen to it anymore. I'm just so turned off by it. But when it came out, back in the day, somebody's got to feel this, man. Bow at the bar. That stuff was great.
Yeah. Those songs were good. You know what, Rock, Kid Rock? Sheryl Crow. 844-967. I mean, it was all downhill when he started dating Sheryl Crow. From then on, he's been unlistenable. 844-967-2789. KTNF listening and rocking out today. Aaron from Minneapolis. Welcome, Aaron. What do you got for us?
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, rocking out on KTNF. I love it. I love listening to you guys on there. That's how I discovered you. Favorite concert? Steel Wheels Tour, Rolling Stones, 1991.
Nice.
Now,
how about that?
Keith Richards was 92 years old that year, wasn't he?
Yeah, so that would make him, what, like 125 now? I don't know. 32 years ago? Yeah, that's about right. Yes, sir.
The only person I think that's older that looks better than Keith Richards might be Cher.
Yeah, she's ranked up there.
Aaron. Oh man, Rolling Stones. Aaron, that's classic, man. I've never seen the Rolling Stones. They did roll through Wisconsin, the Rolling Bones, a couple of years ago, but I just couldn't go to pocket for the $500 tickets. It's like missing Bruce. I mean, how do you pay that much? I mean, I get it, they're classic. It's market price, but it's real tough for me, man. I kind of like the dirty, dingy bars. Go see the Dolly Rots at Arcade Bar down in Cudahy in Milwaukee. You know what I mean?
Well, of course, and it's way cheaper. It's so out of reach now. It's like sporting events. You go to a Twins game or a Brewers game. How much are tickets there, the cheap ones? I don't even know. $75? I don't even know anymore. I went last year to a Twins game only because some guy worked for bought them for me. So otherwise, I wouldn't have gone. But yeah, it's out of reach.
Aaron, when the
Twinkies get late from that.
When the Twinkies come down to Milwaukee, you call us and we'll try to get you some tickets, man. We know a guy, and they're good seats. Even the only time
have you been there yet, Crudy? Have you checked the seats out?
I have not. I have not. Okay. No, we give them away to the audience.
I know. We're giving them away right now. 844-967-2789. We better give them away soon. We're running out of time.
Angie from Monroe. Welcome, Angie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Angie.
Well, I got two concerts real quick to tell you about. Look, my favorite one in La Crosse was Volbeat, Megadeth, and Rob Zombie.
Oh.
That was a really good show.
What, yes. What age is this? Of course. Angie, when is this? 90s?
No, I didn't even live in Wisconsin in the 90s. No, it was in 2012.
Okay.
So, yeah. Well, and Volbeat was just coming to America then.
Yeah, they were just starting out back then. I've been digging on some Volbeat lately, Angie.
I love Volbeat. And then my other concert was up in Minnesota with a Slipknot. I waited, oh my gosh, almost 10 hours on the side of the rail just to have the front rail. But I got a pick. I got a pick from the Slipknot show. So that was a really, really long day. And I can talk concerts for days. But, those were my two favorite concerts. But, yeah, I've gone through a lot. My 40s was the best year of my life. Let's just say that.
The 40s?
We finally have the resources to go see all our favorite rock and rollers, Angie. It is a great time.
Unless you're Dom and you're it too was, cheap to see awesome. The Stones.
I couldn't do it.
Angie, are you hoping to win some Brewers tickets?
No, I got to work, actually, on Saturday. So, yeah.
All right. Well, you won't get any from us, then. And I'm not giving up my tickets to the concert tonight. Anybody going to Blues Traveler? Anyone?
Anybody? It's going to be you. It's a private showing.
844-967-2789. Do we have time? Let's sneak Dynamo Dave. Welcome, Dynamo Dave. How you doing, man? Happy Friday.
Hey, Dave. Doing fantastic, charismatic Crudy and debonair Dom.
Wow, well done, Dave. Dynamo Dave.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys and listen to everybody in Wisconsin land. Do you remember the Wendell Williams of Plasmatics when they played Milwaukee back in like 1980 and that man in blue uniform sat down on her for simulating a certain act?
Didn't George Carlin get arrested in Milwaukee as well? Milwaukee cops, they just got no sense of humor, Dave, do they?
Yeah, well, same sort of thing happened in Minneapolis. I think Mick Jagger in the early 70s, because there's people getting arrested at a concert at Met Center, he said that Minneapolis is the armpit of America. That's before they could say the other A word.
Dave, we don't want you saying it either. Duluth, Dave, keep listening. More Devils advocates, more Brewers.
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair, Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender.
You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 40. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 51. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 36. Cloudy skies. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-40s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
All right, so I probably identify a lot more with Dom on music taste. And Dom, I swear to God, every show I go to, I look for you because I think eventually I'm going to run into you. We share the exact same taste in music. So
you have great taste.
Calling about. One of my favorite shows ever. It was weird. So it was a Deftones show, and they didn't announce the show until like the day of. And I don't know if you've ever been to the Majestic in Madison, but it holds like maybe 300 people. And so Deftones came about 5-7 years ago or something like that, and just absolutely like tore the roof off the place. And it was only them, no opening act, nothing. They just came out and played for like 2 hours, and it was amazing.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah. So, that's probably my most recent favorite concert experience.
You know, Drew, that is a good story. You should have saved it for May. You could have been ticket eligible.
That's right.
I will be. So Monday is May 1st. So get ready if you're giving away Brewer tickets, all right?
We'll see, Drew.
I can vouch.
What's that? Say it one more time.
I can vouch that the seats are in the club level, and if you've never sat in the club level, you get your own server. The seats are all squishy and nice, and there's foul balls coming at you pretty much the entire game.
So you got to pay attention then. You don't want to be losing a tooth.
Right. But it's really great. So, if listeners, man, if you get an opportunity to use these tickets, use them. They're really good seats.
I've heard they're shooter seats, Drew, and I'm glad you confessed to using them earlier this season. I have not used the seats yet. Someday they'll invite us to a game, Dom, but I'm not holding my breath. 844. We give them away to our audience because we love you more then we love ourselves, and that's very hard to say. 844.
Curdy loves himself often.
Every time I'm home alone, 844-967-2789.
If you don't love yourself, how the hell is anyone else going to love you?
Welcome, Pat. We love our callers. What do you got for us?
Well, hey, Pat.
Hi, guys. I specialize in free tickets. I was lucky enough to see the first American tour by Led Zeppelin and Jeff Lotel in Chicago at the Kinetic Playground in July of 1969, the same weekend that we landed on the moon. I was walking down Humboldt Avenue in Milwaukee when three women I knew were driving by in their daddy's Volkswagen convertible and started yelling at me, Pat, we're going to Chicago. So I jumped in the car. I had $5 to my name, and that's how much the concert was. And we literally are standing in line for the second show, which was going to start at 10 o'clock. And some dude walks up to me and says, hey, man, here's a ticket. So I saw the show for free right in the front area of the Kinetic Playground. And I'll never forget it. It was Led Zeppelin and Jeff Lotel. I don't even remember who played first, but it was a great time.
Pat,
wow, man, that's fantastic.
You know the saying, Pat, ass, grass, or cash. Nobody rides for free. If you're down to your last $5, man, I hope you either had a sack in your pocket or, you know, you serviced your comrades.
I still had the $5 at the end of the night.
That's a pretty good story, Pat. Hey, you looking for some free tickets to this weekend's Brewer game, tomorrow night's game?
I can do it.
Pat, hang tight, man. I bet we got some tickets we can give to you. 844-967-2789. John from Jackson, Wisconsin, where WAUK originates. John, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. What do you got for us, man?
Hey, John.
First concert, 1963.
Oh, what?
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
That's a pretty good one.
Peter, Paul, and Mary in Minneapolis Auditorium. I have the newspaper advertisement. Seats were $250. That's $2.
Is that Puff the Magic Dragon?
You betcha. You betcha. Yeah.
John, did they have a hammer? Am I thinking of the right Peter, Paul, and Mary? They hammered in the morning?
It. You got it. Yep, they sure did. They sure did. Yep, I was in the last row. I mean, you could have paid more than $250, I'm sure. But then we hung out after a while and got all their autographs. And I saw Peter Yarrow about 6 years ago and showed him that clipping, and he couldn't believe $250 for a ticket.
That's amazing.
Which you got by sending cash in a self-addressed envelope, and they would mail it back to you with your ticket.
Yeah. And they did.
Oh, trust back then.
And they did mail it back,
John. And they did. Yeah. 1960. Oh, here's the big issue. That night, was Saturday night, the next night, Sunday night, I got home, and who was on the television for the first time with Ed Sullivan? Yes. The Beatles.
Wow, man. That's a hell of a time to be watching some live music, man.
The clash of the folk singer and the Beatles. And the Beatles thought Peter, Paul, and Mary were pretty cool.
Yes, sir.
You can look up a picture. Look up an image on Google. Google Peter, Paul, and Mary and the Beatles. It's got a really cool picture with the Beatles in their suits and everything like that. So take care.
John, thanks for listening, man. That's a good story. We'll look for you in the back row.
Back row, John. I think I just see Paul McCartney on a tour, I guess, in the last 5 years or so. He hit Miller Park. Of course, that place was jam-packed. And I would imagine it's like your Chili Peppers concert, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had them out in the outfield. They built the stage, and Miller Park, of course, is huge. Plus, they had all the ground seats. It was a lot of fun. Glad I went. Had lots of big screens because you need it when you're that far away. I got to see Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney.
Worst concert you've ever seen.
Walked out of Steve Miller Band.
Really?
Sorry, Steve. Not great.
Not worth the trip to Red Rocks over?
No. A couple of fine songs, but no. He did a lot of talking. He's a big talker. I'm more of a rocker guy. And my most disappointing, I would think, that comes to my mind would be the Lynyrd Skynyrd, the God and Guns tour. Man, I should have known by the name of the
Freebird
tour. I want to see some Freebird, Simple Man. There's lots of great tunes from back in the day. But you get there, and there's the Stars and Bars are in the background, man. The Confederate flag waving huge, and God and Guns tour. It was a bit much. We ended up walking out of that one too. Those are the risks you take. You know what I'm saying? The original band, all those cats died in the plane crash. But I still love the nostalgia of it all, man. Some good stuff, that Southern rock and, the Beatles coming around and the music of the 60s. What a great time for music. And I got to tell you, Crudy, when we were in college, the rap, the grunge, it was also a lot of fun. The 90s, good stuff.
Well, that's where I discovered you, and I've never been
You're
the
welcome.
Same. Have a great weekend, everyone. Pizza Box Mike at 7. Keep it locked. Civic Media.
If it's handcrafted and healthy, why are you still adding flavoring or sugar to your tea? Develop your palate for diverse teas from around the world at Cultivate Taste in Green Bay. Cultivate Taste is an upscale tea salon open and inviting to all. Its certified tea specialists will infuse you with education about all the expertly sourced teas. Cultivate Taste. Call 920-770-7163. 920-770-7163. Or go to CultivateTaste.com. Cultivate your taste at Cultivate Taste Green Bay.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. ABC.